This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Mineral gas deposit of 80.70 billion cubic meters confirmed in Dailek district. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki says elections are possible in mountainous and hilly districts on March 5th. Nepal lose to Italy by 8-10 wickets in ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And polls close in Bangladesh in first elections since student-led protest ousted Prime Minister Hasina in 2024. Now the news in detail. Mineral gas deposit of 80.70 billion cubic meters has been confirmed at Bhairabi Rural Municipality 1 of Dailek District. This is confirmed in the final exploration report submitted to the government of Nepal by the Chinese company China Geological Survey. Spokesperson at the Department of Mines and Geology, Dharmaraj Khadka, stated that the storage data was released after a comprehensive study by Chinese team. In the preliminary report made public earlier, it was estimated that there could be 1.12 billion cubic meters of natural gas in the area. He said that further testing and the final study have proved a larger quantity of gas than previously estimated. The department has stated that even if its storage is confirmed, the actual information about its commercial production and extraction capacity will only be obtained after well testing. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki has said that conducting voting in the mountainous and hilly districts on March 5th is possible under any circumstances. The Prime Minister arrived at Solukhumbu district today to assess election preparations, relevant security arrangements, and geographical challenges. On the occasion, she stated that there is no situation that would warrant postponing the election, emphasizing that the election must be held as scheduled. The Prime Minister also urged voters, political parties and candidates to remain confident that the election will be conducted in fearless, peaceful and impartial atmosphere. She also called on all concerned parties to concentrate their efforts on the polls. The Election Commission has said that the printing of ballot papers for 124 electoral constituencies in 58 districts has been completed. So far, 15,778,000 ballot papers have been printed. Around 1.5 million ballot papers are being printed every day. Ballot papers for the proportional representation electoral system have already been printed. President Ramchandra Porel has prorogued the current session of the National Assembly to be effective from midnight on the 13th of February. President Porel prorogued the session of the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament, on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers on February the 9th. The current session of the National Assembly was convened on January the 18th. The Indian government has handed over 223 vehicles to Nepal as an assistance for the upcoming election to the House of Representatives, scheduled for March 5th. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Navin Srivastava, handed over vehicles to Home Minister Om Prakash Rao amid a function at the Home Ministry today. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Home Ministry, Anandra Kapli, informed that India had earlier gifted 61 vehicles in the first phase and 254 in the second phase. The Indian government has also assisted 50 more vehicles for the Nepali Army. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has urged the pig farmers to take high precautions in view of the increased risk for African swine fever in pigs. The minister said as no vaccine is available as of now against the disease, the farmers have been urged to take biosafety measures in the pig farms. The virus was first detected 3 years ago in Nepal. Nepal Police brought 10 fugitives back home who were hiding abroad after being accused of different charges in the country. Spokesperson of the Nepal Police and Deputy Inspector General DIG Abhinarayan Kapli said that 10 people were brought back to Nepal from different countries for legal actions with the help of Interpol. DIG Kapli stating that the red notices were issued by the Interpol against 8 and diffusion notices against 2 other fugitives. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Asterisk 14 hash, yehi ho upay.
Har ek tip ko lagi sabai pack, yehi paye. Jaha jau connected rahas, internet ma sab kar dus.
Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार.
वेलकम बैक. नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज. Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting PSB Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said that despite the growth of media outlets, state news agency like Rashtriya Samachar Samiti RSS remains indispensable amid weak quality and financial sustainability. Speaking at an interaction program with service recipients organized at the central office of the agency in Bhadrakali today on the eve of the 65th anniversary of RSS, Dr. Bista suggested that the news agency should also expand its outreach at an international level. On the occasion, RSS executive chairperson Dharmendra Jha stated that since RSS is the national news agency, it would take the suggestions positively and implement within the limits of available resources. Now, a sports news update. Nepal lost the match to Italy by 10 wickets in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup this evening. Italy says the target of 124 runs in 12.4 overs without losing any wickets in the Wankhede Stadium of Mumbai. This is the first victory of Italy in the tournament. The opening duo Justin Mosca and Anthony Mosca scored unbeaten 60 and 62 runs respectively for Italy. Nepal failed to create impact with its bowling, fielding and batting in the match. Opted to bat first, Nepal was packed up in 19.3 overs and scored 123 runs. Now Nepal will compete against West Indies on Sunday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Votes are being counted in Bangladesh after the country held its first election since student-led protests ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in 2024. According to the BBC, more than 2,000 candidates are vying for a seat in Parliament, though none from Hasina's now-banned Awami League party. As many as 1,400 protesters were killed during the 2024 uprising, the UN says, with Hasina accused of having directly ordered the crackdown, an allegation she denies. At least 21 people have died after a passenger boat sank in River Nile State in northern Sudan, the BBC cited a medical group as saying. The boat was traveling between the village of Taiba al Kawad and Deim al-Qurayi, carrying nearly 30 passengers, including women, elderly people and children, the Sudan Doctors Network said. Rescue teams are continuing with their work since there could be more bodies, said Dr. Mohammed Faisal Hassan, the network spokesperson. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast haze in a few places of the Rai region. Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces will be partly cloudy while the rest of the country will remain mainly clear. With this we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mineral gas deposit of 80.70 billion cubic meters confirmed in Dailak district. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says elections are possible in mountainous and hilly districts on March 5th. Nepal lose to Italy by 10 wickets in ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And polls close in Bangladesh in first election since student-led protest ousted Prime Minister Hasina in 2024. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.